WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Good morning, a mostly cloudy sky. Temperature reading is at 57 degrees, looking for a high today near 81. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies and low of 58. Good morning, I'm Mark Saylor, KJAN News. A local cross-country team is running to raise money for their coach's son, who was diagnosed with a brain tumor. The Xyra Elkhorn Kibbleton team has gathered pledges for each mile they run this fall. Proceeds are benefiting their coach, Terry Wiesenborn, and his family. Wiesenborn's 2-year-old son, Hayden, has been diagnosed with a brain tumor. Fundraiser was inspired by Julie Hayes, the mother of runner Savannah Hayes. Savannah Hayes says that she thought the fundraising effort was a good way to help out the coach. Montgomery County Sheriff's Department conducted a traffic stop Thursday afternoon at the intersection of North 3rd Street and East Oak Street in Red Oak. The vehicle stopped and had fraudulent license plates attached to it. Upon their investigation, Montgomery County deputies determined the vehicle's driver, Rhonda Ruby of Red Oak, was driving while suspended and subsequently was arrested. Ruby was then transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where she is being held on $300 cash bond, and was also cited for operation without registration, improper registration, and no insurance. Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield has announced its award winners of its 75th anniversary celebration. The Villisca Swimming Pool received a $7,500 for enhancements and repairs to the existing swimming pool to make much-needed improvements and also to ensure the community is accessible. The pool is accessible for people of all ages and encourage exercise and recreation. Projects chosen as they demonstrated a long-lasting impact on making the healthy choice the easy choice and improving the overall community health and wellness in their communities. 16 other projects were chosen throughout Iowa and South Dakota. Former Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate stopped in Atlantic on Thursday as part of his campaign for the same seat. Republicans said that in Iowa, we have some challenges with regard to elections.
Because our communities are changing. You're seeing people moving again from the more rural parts of the state. They're moving into the urban areas. And yes, Atlantic is an urban area. Okay. People always want to say, oh, that's Council Bluffs, that's Des Moines. No, this is an urban area as well. And they're moving here. Well, what's happened is now the voter registration process is getting off kilt because of the federal laws. It's very hard to take a name off a voter registration list. So you could literally look at a county in Iowa and you would see that there are more registered voters than there are eligible voters living there.
Pate would also like to eliminate the ballot courier systems, since absentee ballots come with stamped envelopes to return them to the local elections office. Pate is an advocate of voter ID measures. He says 93% of Iowans already carry a driver's license, so it's just a matter of getting identification materials to the other 7% to ensure the integrity of the vote.
So integrity and participation aren't mutually exclusive. We can get it done, and that's what I want to try to accomplish. I think it's crucial that the Secretary of State kind of be like in a football game, the official on the field. They shouldn't be wearing a blue jersey or a red jersey. It should be the black and white stripe. You're not for one team. I don't want to see team jersey out there. And I'm very proud of my record as Secretary of State.
In addition to having already served as Iowa Secretary of State, Pate has also spent 2 terms as mayor of Cedar Rapids and 6 years in the Iowa Senate. Pate is facing Democrat and former Obama Iowa campaign director Brad Anderson in the November general election. A 17-year-old is facing 2 counts of homicide by vehicle after investigators say he killed 2 teenagers in a car crash in Carroll County. Trevor Ray Fieto of Clarksville was taken into custody on Wednesday. Sac County Sheriff Ken McClure says Fieto was driving a 1996 Dodge Ram pickup truck that crashed into a 2009 Chevy Impala on August 23rd near the town of Breda. Bailey Jacobson, 16, along with 16-year-old Lindsay Quirk were both killed in the crash. McClure says the crime report from the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigations Crime Lab found that Fieto's blood alcohol level was 0.133%. Fieto was being held in the Northwest Iowa Youth Emergency Shelter in Cherokee. The American Red Cross is encouraging farmers to donate part of their crop to the charity to fund programs of special importance to rural Iowa. The Gifts of Grain program has been successfully tried in Nebraska with 19 cooperatives, and the American Red Cross is looking to expand it to Iowa. Bryce Sitter is coordinating the Iowa program and says that a volunteer had contacted more than 600 Iowa cooperatives about that program and that 570 have agreed to participate. Under the program, farmers can contact participating cooperatives and say how many bushels of grain they want to donate. The co-ops will then transfer the value of that grain to the Red Cross. The donations will be used by the American Red Cross, serving Greater Iowa for five areas, including disaster relief, supporter military families, flood services, international services, and health and safety services. Funeral notices for today. Glenn O. Christensen, 92, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Glenn O. Christensen will be held today at 10:30 at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Alta Bernice Hansen, 94, of Council Bluffs, died Monday at the Risen Sun Christian Village. Funeral services for Alta Hansen will be at 10:30 today at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Mary Leona Leslie, 97, of Avoca, died Monday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Mary Leslie will be held 1:30 today at the United Church of Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. William Bill H. Bennett, 95, of Kimbleton, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Graveside services for William Bill Bennett will be today at 2 o'clock at the South Lawn Memory Garden Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Louise Chehock, 79, of Audubon, died September 9th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Louise Chehock will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Charles Virgil Brandstetter, 84, of Harlan, passed away Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Services for Charles Brandstetter will be 11 o'clock Saturday at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan, who also has the arrangements. Jean M. Steffen, 83, of Greenfield, died August 12th in Stewart. Celebration of Life services will be held Saturday from 1 until 4 p.m. at the Andrews Memorial Room at the Adair County Health and Fitness Center in Greenfield. Those attending are asked to wear red, which was Jean's favorite color. June Funeral Home has the arrangements. Arlene A. Christensen, 67, of Overland Park, Kansas, and formerly of Harlan, passed away Wednesday at Overland Park, Kansas. Services for Arlene Christensen will be 2 o'clock Sunday at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan, who also has the arrangements. Lois May Drake, 90, of Stewart, died September 9th at the Stewart Community Care Center. Celebration of Life service for Lois May Drake will be Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Marie Kinney, 94, of Casey, passed away Tuesday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Health Center in Greenfield. Celebration of Life services for Marie Kinney will be Monday at 10:30 at the Canby Friends Church, Rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. Doris M. Simpson, 90, of Audubon, and formerly of Ross, died September 20th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Doris Simpson will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Ross Calvary United Methodist Church in Ross. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Bruce Smith, 73, of Lewis, passed away Tuesday in Omaha. Services will be 2 o'clock Monday at the United Congregational Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Thurlow Harrison Forsman, 76, of Coon Rapids and formerly of Bayard, passed away Thursday at the Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services will be 10 o'clock Tuesday morning at the Guthrie Center Church of Christ. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. KJAN News Time is 7:15. CSKN Weather Forecast is coming up next. I'm Mark Saylor, KJAN News.